Good afternoon. Let's go ahead and get started. This is a public rulemaking hearing held in accordance with the State Administrative Procedure Act, specifically Section 24-4-103, Colorado Revised Statutes. The date is September 8, 2008. The time is 1:06 p.m. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room in the office of the Secretary of State at 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I'm conducting this hearing in accordance with the rulemaking notice published in the Colorado Register on August 10, 2008, and the notice of rulemaking that was issued on July 30, 2008. I should note for the record that with me at the hearing here is Jacqueline Sanders, who is the program administrator for the Address Confidentiality Program, and Mike Shea, the director of the Division of Licensing and Enforcement. There are copies of the notice of these proposed rules on the table here in the room. There's also a sign-up sheet for anybody who wishes to testify. There was a set of proposed rules issued with the notice of rulemaking on July 30th. There have been no changes to that. That will be the basis for any discussion today. We have not received any written comments on the proposed rules. I might just for the record briefly describe the purpose behind some of the rules. There's a definition of the term other family members that's in the proposed rules for purposes of providing uniform program participation and avoiding a subjective definition of that term. There are rules proposed dealing with training and registration of application assistance as required by amendments this year to Section 24-21-203, subsection 5, and 24-21-204, subsection 5. New Rule 4.1 clarifies the notice requirements provided in Section 24-21-206-2. And requires that the notice be in writing and accompanied by a signature. And the purpose there is to prevent abusers from fraudulently changing participant contact information for the purpose of locating participants or intercepting participant mail. Proposed new rules 5.1, 5.2, and 5.3 are intended to implement the requirements of Section 24-21-210, which requires the Secretary of State to establish an expedited process for disclosure to be used by a criminal justice official or agency for situations where disclosure is requested pursuant to a criminal justice trial, hearing proceeding, or investigation involving a program participant. And then finally, new rules 6.1, 6.2, and 6.3 provide clarification for complying with the new provisions of Section 24-21-208, subsection 9, which require the Address Confidentiality Program to verify a participant's or student's public school enrollment eligibility and facilitate the transfer of student records. Again, the purpose of the hearing is for public comment. Ms. Sanders, have I left out anything so far?
No, I haven't received any written comments.
Okay. I don't have anyone signed up to testify, and I think what I'll do, since we don't have any written comments or testimony today, I think I'll leave the rulemaking record open until the close of business today at 5 o'clock. So if anyone is listening or And just in case anyone intended to come to the hearing, I do want to provide an opportunity for public comment. So, again, that comment could be provided in writing. Should that be directed to Jackie Sanders? Jackie Sanders in the Secretary of State's office, the Division of Licensing and Enforcement. With that, if there's no further testimony, then I'm going to conclude the hearing. The time is 1:11 p.m., and we are adjourned. Thank you.